Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this third Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. A major theme that carries through our readings today is follow me. In the Old Testament reading, the faithful prophet Elijah, threatened by Jezebel fearing for his life, fled to the mountain where the Lord had made his covenant with Moses and all Israel. God spoke to him, not in the powerful events that he experienced, but in the sound of a low whisper. The Lord then sent Elijah to anoint Elisha to be prophet to succeed him. Elijah need not feel alone, as God would preserve a faithful remnant of 7,000 in Israel. Elisha, in faith, answered the call of the Lord through Elijah. Along with the voices of children, we sing, "Speak, O Lord, your servant listens."
A reading from the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. Behold, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him.
Still my fear, distant power, it's inward strong.
writing to the churches in Galatia, St. Paul addresses those who heeded the call to faith in Christ. He needed to correct misunderstandings of law and gospel that had been introduced. Some were teaching that strict obedience to God's law was needed in order to be saved. He showed in last week's reading that it was not possible, that being slaves to the law could not gain salvation. Only by God's free gift made possible by the sacrifice of his Son could mankind be saved. Here Paul differentiates between the works of our sinful flesh and the fruits of the Spirit, which are possible only through faith in Christ's redeeming sacrifice for each one of us. Awake, O sleeper, arise and see the hope of glory, Christ in you, conveys this new life in Christ, as he says to each of us, I am in you, and you in me.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
For today, Jesus and his disciples are traveling through Samaria to Jerusalem. Earlier, traveling away from Jerusalem through Samaria, he was welcomed. This time, traveling to Jerusalem, he was not welcomed, as the Samaritans believed they had places as valid for worship as did the Jews in Jerusalem. As Jesus and his disciples were going along the road, comments were heard about following him, some of them difficult to understand. Jesus is indicating here that complete, unconditional faith in his sacrifice for our sins is the only way we can follow him, the only way to be saved. As we follow him, we can sing, "Let us ever walk with Jesus."
A reading from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. And they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. May you ever walk with Jesus.